Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham. We're going to do a video today that's a little bit off topic from anything I normally do. Usually I have the dummies and we're doing some sort of comedy. Or we're talking about cars. Had a little bit of a breakdown there with the Levi's Gremlin, but that's why I own two Gremlins. One breaks, you go get the other. But today, I want to talk to you about something that's been important to me for almost 30 years and do something that I have never done that I've been wanting to do for a few years. There's two things in my life that I have not accomplished yet that I want to do. Number one is jumping out of an airplane. Not going to do that today. The other is experience virtual reality. I've never done it, but we're going to do it today. What game are we going to use? A game that's been important to me for 30 years. A game called Myst that changed gaming forever. I've always wished that I could go to the Myst Island. And the Myst Island is where you're dropped at the beginning of the game. This game is one where you could not lose. You're never killed. There's no other players. There's puzzles. It's a thinking game. It was just something completely different from anything that had ever come into the computer gaming world. And this was my laptop, a PowerBook 180C. The C means it's color, because color was a big deal. They were black and white or green and white before that. This thing weighs about 10 pounds, and the screen is tiny and horrible. It's only 256 colors. While we're talking here, I want to show you just how rough we had it back in the early 90s when PCs and Macintoshes were first making a splash. And this was a big deal. This was a high-powered machine. I'm going to start it up. All right. Now, while I'm talking, we'll just see how long it takes it to boot up until it's ready to go. The Myst DVD is in there. And I'm sorry, it's a CD. It's not a D. Oh, I probably scratched it. No, it doesn't work. It's great. So while it starts up, the Myst CD is in this external drive. And again, we're still waiting for it to start up.
Let me try this again. Yeah, I think you got plenty of time.
Yeah. The Myst game was complicated. It was not easy. They even gave you a blank journal. I mean, talk about nerd and geek. I would sit in hotels sometimes till the sun came up, getting clues, walking around, making maps. But it was fantastic because it just made you think. I would literally be on stage at a comedy club and a solution to one of the puzzles would pop in my head. All right, so now, here we are at startup. So you use your trackball and let me close this. Oh, it's still not ready. It's still booting up. And so you start your Myst game. Here we go. Double click. Still working on it. Here we go. There it goes. So before we get to the actual virtual reality game of Myst, I wanted to show you some of the graphics and what kind of quality we're talking about back in the early 90s. So this is a book, just like this Myst book over here. You click on the book, and you're taken to the dock of Myst Island. All right, look at that. In most games today, there's water moving, there's other people. This was a slideshow. So basically, if you wanted to move forward, you just clicked, and you're suddenly taken from this viewpoint to the next viewpoint, and that's the next slide. You want to go up the stairs, you click and you go up the stairs and suddenly you're up the stairs, right? And there's the top of the stairs, you know you've made your way there. In the virtual reality world, I'm hoping I actually get to walk around. But that's what it looks like on a 1993 Apple Macintosh PowerBook 180C. The way I'm going to experience virtual reality is through this right here. It's the Oculus Quest 2. And they tell me this is all you need. But before we hook it all up, actually start walking around on Myst Island, I want to talk to Rand Miller. He's been a friend for all these years, and I guess he's going to give me a few pointers on how to play Myst in virtual reality. Rand, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Not much. I know you've had this from other fans of the game, that everybody wished that there would be some sort of amusement park, just some way to walk around Myst because it was so real. And the imagination really, really took you there, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you filled in a lot of with your brain. And I guess now with VR, you don't have to fill in quite so much.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about because, as I've said before, I don't know why I've never taken the time to do any virtual reality. I think I told you that, you were actually surprised, right?
I can't believe you waited this long, but I'm excited for you to do it.
Basically, you just, the game loads, you download it, you put it on the thing, and there's no wires. It's all self-contained, correct?
Yes.
And Matt will be there. Matt will be there filming it, and also to tell me, hey, you're about to jump into the bushes, right?
Yeah, make sure you don't run into cars, say, or trees. And you want to make sure you, especially if you've never played VR before, it's a very comfortable normally. But there is a way that like the experts play where you can just use the joystick to move to glide around in your chair, or you don't have to move in real life. That may cause some amount of what we call discomfort.
Why? I played video games before. Why is it discomforting to walk in a video game?
Okay, so here's the deal. If you push the joystick forward in VR, then your eyes see you moving, but your inner ear goes, nope, you're not moving. And it says, you must have eaten mushrooms. I'm going to get rid of those mushrooms. You should throw up.
Really? Well, now you made me want to play it even more.
Oh, boy, this is going to be entertaining.
So now I'm really confused as to what's going to happen in this game.
Those may be two different things.
Okay.
I'm really going to be interested to see how this works for you, though.
Not only was I dedicated to this game, but you were all in as the creator as well. I did want to show your action figure here. This is Rand from Myst 3 Exile, and next time we're together, will you autograph it for me?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, that's great. I hope you made lot of money from your action figure.
I don't think I can retire on my action figure revenue.
That's great. Well, Rand, this has been really fun. I appreciate the tips of how not to get sick while playing Myst, and I can't wait to show you what we end up doing out there.
No, man, I cannot wait to see what you end up doing out there. This is going to be great. Thanks, Jeff.
All right. We'll see you at a show sometime soon. Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Have a good one.
Hey, bye. All right. Well, that was fun. Now it's time to take this and see what happens.
Virtual reality setup.
Now we're in the family room. And I defined my play area. I don't want to do this. I want to go to Myst Island. Okay, so we've set the Oculus Quest 2 up, and that was pretty cool just setting it up, but I have not been to the Myst Island. So we'll be seeing you there and on here. And Matt, you talked me into this stupid thing. What's the point? I'm going to have goggles that you're going to see this. That doesn't look like much. All right, let's make sure this thing is on. So here we go. I'm in my little virtual world here. Do I look fat in these goggles? All right, new game. Look at that. Do you see that?
Yeah.
How great is that? All right, I've never seen this stuff. This is too freaking cool. Wow. Oh, this is so crazy. What am I doing wrong? I can't touch it. There it is. Oh, I'm learning. I had to open the book. This looks way better than 1993. Yeah, of course it does. So this is the Myst book, and now if I'm going to go to that age, I think I just touch it. If I go to that age, I just touch it and I go there. I'm in. Holy moly! What? This is nuts! It looks like you could crawl up these rocks. This is nuts! Yeah, so I can go walking over here. All right, let's see if I move forward. Can I go forward? No? How do I do forward? Oh, there it is. Okay, it's the left stick. Oh, yeah. It's every time I do the stick, it makes me want to fall over. I think this is the part where Rand said I'll get sick. Because it shows me walking, but I'm not walking. I wonder if I can walk over here. So this is what he told me not to do, to move the joystick and walk like this. So can I step up here? No? Can I grab onto this? Is it? Oh, yeah. It makes me want to fall over. So this is a marker that you grab onto and move it. So that's one marker switch. That's just a marker switch. I know the game. I know what that's for. How do you get up the stairs? There's a step here, but I can't. I'm going to walk up these stairs. And there's a marker switch over there, so I'll go do that one. Great. Look at this. Unbelievable. If I jump down there, would I fall? I don't know. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a note on the ground up there. In the old game, it was 256 colors and a tiny screen, 640 by 480. Whereas this is like, looks like hewn wood from years ago, and then old rope, and the grass, you can see every blade. I don't know how you get any better than this. This is unbelievable. Oh, there's the note. The note's not on the ground. It's right here. I guess they didn't want you to fall and hurt yourself. For people who don't know what this game is all about, obviously you don't know what to do right now. If you've never been here, it's like, here's this island. Okay, that kind of moving around like that makes me feel a little weird. So the coolest thing about this game is that you don't know what's going on. You really have no clue. You're in this room, and there's the bookcase with some burnt books and four or five not burnt books. And you got a painting over here. It's a red pathway, and then where's the blue? The blue one. They're both red. And, oh yeah, let me go over to this map. So, yeah, like I said, you don't know what's going on. Okay, here's something interesting. So this is clearly a map of the island, because this is where you've been. So, again, you don't know what's going on, but I flipped those marker switches on, and now part of the island is I don't feel good. is lit up. And now I guess if I turn this, if I know what's going to happen, this is now going to rotate. Can you hear that, Matt?
I can.
Yeah. And so what's happening is everything is rotating now. The whole building is rotating. Ha! It opened the stairway. Now we can go in here. See? Why? That's not good. Yeah, this will make you sick if you're not careful. Because, yeah, I see what Rand is saying. You're moving all over the place and your brain isn't... Your inner ear isn't doing what you're supposed to... Oh, look at that. I open up and I walk through. Can I walk through here? Oh, my gosh. I really want a big room so I can keep walking around instead of having to move this thing around and get to the point where I'm going to throw up. Doing all this is absolutely amazing. To be able to walk around here is just freaking nuts. Oh, look at this. So here's a date. October 11th. So here's a clue clearly on the wall, and it says a key. So it's a key to a puzzle. So you would write down all this stuff. October 11th, 1984, 10:04, and a spoiler alert. What this is... If I did the tower rotation, went to the planetarium, I get into the planetarium, I enter all these dates, and it gives you star constellations. Oh, it's just really complicated. So I'm going to zoom around the corner here. I'm going to zoom around in circles. Ready? And my brain, it says I'm zooming around and around and around. And, Matt would, I'm this way. Just kidding. It's fake throw up.
It's virtual throw up.
It's virtual throw up. But I can see why people who might have a weak stomach or an inner ear might not enjoy that experience. The way to do it is to do what Rand said, where you just you zoom to those places. But forget all that. This is amazing. Matt, I'm actually surprised to take that headset off and be in this room. That is really, really, really fun. And congratulations to the folks there at Cyan for recreating Myst. So for anybody who played Myst back in the 90s, what a delight this is. And for a few hundred bucks, you can actually go there. I'm a big nerd with this stuff. I'm just appreciative of Rand and Robin's creativity and all the people at Cyan having first created that world and now to have continued for so many years. And now, again, two generations meeting from 1993 to the technology of 2020 and 21. And for the Quest, the Oculus people, man, this is great. Again, this is no commercial. I'm not getting anything out of this. Just the fun. And then passing it on to anybody who wants to try it. This is great. I can't wait for the other games, too. I'm going to waste a lot of time. Silence!